Simpson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. The other day, a young bride asked my advice on the best and easiest way to care for linoleum. I told her to cover it regularly with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. And I can recommend glow coat as sincerely to you as I did to her. You see, I've been associated with the makers of glow coat for years. I know what goes into this wonderful self-polishing floor wax. Why it spreads so easily, dries so evenly, lasts so long, even under the hardest wear. I know why it shines so brightly that it lights up the whole kitchen without polishing. And why it will make printed linoleum last from 6 to 10 times longer if regularly applied. Now, when you consider the investment every woman has tied up in her linoleum and the time and effort she spends in keeping it bright and beautiful, it's easy to see why I'd advise my friends not to experiment with cut-rate polishes. For the polish that will make your floors shine brighter and your housework lighter, get Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. You'll find it pays to get the best. Pick up a can first thing in the morning at your dealer's. There are two types of concert lovers. One, those who love the classics and enjoy a cultural evening among other musically educated people. And two, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, my, this concert tonight should be wonderful, McGee.
Oh, yes. It's culturally very stimulating, my dear. You can stand a whole evening of it.
Where did you say you got the tickets?
Out at the airport. I was standing around like I always do, screaming at the pilots to get their wheels up, give it more gas, raise that right wing and stuff, when I suddenly looked down and there they were.
The pilots?
No, the tickets. They were in a little envelope. Seventh row center for tonight. Yasha Polonsky, directing the symphony orchestra. Civic Auditorium, 8:30 tonight.
Two tickets for Yasha Polonsky.
Yep.
The greatest of them all.
Yeah, you said it. What a conductor. With a guy like that, every little gesture counts.
That's what they say.
Yeah, they tell me that once in San Francisco, he got a bum manicure and had his nails filed too short in his left hand, and the bassoons were a half a beat behind all evening. Next night, he had to conduct the orchestra wearing celluloid falsies on his fingers.
Oh, but look, dearie, I don't think we should use these tickets.
Why not? Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, I always say.
But maybe whoever lost them wanted to use them.
Now, look, Tootsie, let's be practical. I found these at the airport. That means whoever lost them was leaving town, don't it?
No, it might mean they were lost by somebody just arriving.
Well, in that case, they'll be too tired to go to an old concert after traveling. No, Snooky, I figure they got lost by some guy that hates music so he could stay home and watch a football game on television. Well, run and get ready, Snooky, and let's go.
I'm almost ready right now, McGee.
Sure, I know. Women are always almost ready. But let's get all ready. I like to get an early start and window shop on the way. Get to the Civic Auditorium in time to eat a sack of popcorn before the curtain goes up.
One does not eat popcorn at a Yasha Polonsky concert.
Oh, yes, one does. One eats popcorn, but one doesn't blow up the bag and bust it. One crumples it up quietly and sticks it in his wife's purse. How long will it take you to get ready? Because all I got to do is change my shirt, shine my shoes, and change
my... Well, I'm ready right now. Hand me my hat and gloves.
Oh, my gosh. You are ready.
Why, sure.
Why, that's not fair, Molly. You know a husband always figures on his wife taking 2 hours to get dressed. My gosh, this way you're making me hold us up, and I don't want to be the one...
Come in.
Oh, it's Ole from the Elks Club. Hi, Ole.
Hello, Ole. Come in.
Well, hello, Mrs. Hello, McGee. You leaving for someplace?
A concert at the Civic Auditorium, Ole. Yasha Polonsky is conducting. I and Mrs. McGee are music lovers, you know.
Well, I didn't know your missus was a nosy grower, McGee. I bet I always knew you was.
Really, Ollie?
Sure. One day at Elks Club, he spent 65 cents for Harry Ames playing June and January on the jukebox.
Well, that's the more popular type of music, Ollie. I also got a young... I do like the classics. Didn't you hear me playing the Grand Canyon Suite?
No, darling, I didn't. That was used to yoke, McGee.
Yeah. I heard it.
Ollie, are your children musical?
Well, yes and no, missus. Christina, my oldest girl, she's pretty good on the Hawaiian guitar.
Oh?
We got some good musical evenings over at our house sometimes.
I bet you do, Ollie.
Sure, Christina with a steel guitar, my missus sitting at the piano, little Ollie hitting upside-down bass basket with drumsticks, and cousin Lars learning new tunes on the concertina.
What do you play, Ollie?
Well, on evenings like that, Yin Rummy at the firehouse. That, I don't mean to keep you from concert, folks. I used to stop in to say hello, so goodbye.
Goodbye.
Go on. Well, I guess everybody can't have a good ear for music. I guess a love of music is kind of born into a person.
Yes, I believe it is. And early training counts, too, you know.
Oh, sure.
I used to teach music to children back in Peoria, if you'll remember.
Yeah, I remember.
It's wonderful to think how many of my pupils turned out to be successful upholsterers. Insurance salesmen and smugglers when they might have been just third-rate musicians.
Well, that's life, kiddo. Nature intended most of us to be listeners instead of performers. That's why we got two ears and only one mouth.
Yeah, but get ready, dear. You like to get an early start, remember?
Well, don't take but a minute, kiddo. I'll run up and change my shirt. This is a wartime shirt and the tail is too short. Creeps up on me like a dieting fat lady creeps up on a hot fudge sundae. I better shave, too.
Yes, sir.
Billy Mills and the orchestra, and You're Breaking My Heart.
Again, Molly. What time is it?
About half past, dearie. All shaved, are you?
Oh, feel that face, kiddo. Slicker than a bus driver's pants.
Well, you know, I've been waiting...
Well, how do I look, Tootsie? Like what the well-dressed man will wear to a Polanski concert? That he found two good tickets on the aisle at the airport down in the seventh row for?
You look lovely, dearie. Especially those carpet slippers. They give you that casual look, you see?
Carpets? Oh, my gosh, I forgot my shoes. I thought my feet felt awful comfortable. Well, you sit down a minute, Tootsie. My shoes are right here in the dining room.
Oh, for goodness sakes, who's this? Come in.
Oh, it's the old-timer. Hi, old-timer.
Hello, Mr. Old-timer.
Hello, daughter. Hello, Johnny. Just riding past on my new motorcycle. Thought I'd drop in for a mite.
Motorcycle, eh? That must be a lot of fun.
Sidecar, Mr. Old-timer?
Don't mind if I do, daughter. It's kind of dusty riding. Oh, you mean on the motorcycle. Nope, I ride it the hard way.
Ever do any hill climbing on it, old-timer?
You bet, Johnny.
Yeah?
Bunch of us was out at Pickens Hill last Sunday.
I thought they were leveling that hill off for a new subdivision.
They are, daughter, they are. They had a bulldozer working when I was out there.
Oh.
I rides up to the fella and I says, "Hey," I says, "what you doing with that bulldozer?" "Who, me?" he says. "I'm getting the hill out of here." Well, sir, I am I detaining you folks, Johnny?
Oh, no, we're just going to a symphony concert tonight, old Polanski.
Oh, jiminy, kids, I just love symphony concerts. My family was all musical, you know.
Really, Mr. Oldtimer? Seems like everybody's was.
Yep. My sister Fanny, she had a natural aptitude for the cello, being bow-legged. My brother Peabody, he whammed the banjo with Toscanini, but Toscanini fired him and he started playing barbecue theater. From Toski to Minsky in one jump, you might say. And Mama played the glockenspiel in parades, pretty sharp. And Papa, well, that was the thing that busted up a fine musical family, kids.
Why?
What happened?
Papa, he was getting his bass violin down off of a shelf when it slipped and stabbed him in the neck. Only musician on record that ever got gored by a boiled fiddle.
We better get going, kiddo. Hand me my other shoe, will you? Thanks. You sure you're all ready?
Sweetheart, I've been dressed and waiting for so long that my new hat has been out of style twice and it's back in again now. Come on, let's get started.
I'll
will
be
you?
Right with you, Tootsie, as soon as I tie this shoe and... Now, dad rat, the dad rat. It busted a shoestring.
Oh, dear. Run upstairs and get one out of your other shoes.
I can't. That's where I got these. Have we got an old belt around here? I can cut some rawhide shoelaces out in the belt.
Hello,
and get
Molly. Hiya, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. Come
Hi,
in.
Junior. Have you got an extra shoestring?
I can't save it a minute, kids. I just dropped in to wish you a happy Make a Pet of Your Husband week, Molly.
How was that again?
Haven't you heard? This is National Make a Pet of Your Husband week. I dreamed it up.
Well, go back to sleep, boy. You can do better than that.
If you think I'm going to put a leash on my husband and buy him a license just
because... Oh, no. Not that kind of pet, Molly. My idea is simply to encourage women to be kind to their husbands. Baby them, pamper them, keep them happy.
Hey, that's a splendid idea, Junior.
Oh, sure.
I'm spoiled myself, of course.
And the quickest way to make a husband happy is to give him a happy-looking home.
Yeah.
A home that gleams with the hospitality that Johnson's self-polishing glow coat gives it.
Hmm. I couldn't see the pistol, but I knew it was loaded.
Ah, a home where the floors and kitchen linoleum are safely guarded against wear and tear with Glow Coat. The new Glow Coat with a new glow. The Glow Coat that makes your linoleum last...
Look, I busted a shoestring.
10 times longer. Now take that linoleum in your kitchen, Molly. If you could put a sheet of plate glass over that and walk on the glass only, you'd never need new linoleum, would you?
No, but glass isn't
That's
very
good. That's exactly what Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat does for your floor, kids. It takes all the wear, and your linoleum stays new.
I get it.
So you can see that neglecting to keep your floors and linoleum Glow Coat protected is pretty silly economy. It's like saving money by not putting oil in your car. You'll need a new one a whole lot sooner. You can make a pet out of your husband.
Hey, look. Waxy.
Yes, pet.
You really
Or pal.
Do you really have to leave, Mr. Wilcox, right now?
Yes, I do. Kids, I have to hurry home and get dressed. I'm throwing a little dinner tonight.
Yeah, a party, Junior?
No. My sister-in-law is visiting us, and she's cooking dinner. I'm throwing it out and taking the girls downtown. Go on, kid.
Isn't he nice, McGee? He always likes to have his little joke, doesn't he?
Yeah, you said it. There ain't a guy in town that has any littler jokes than Wilcox. His gags are so... Hey, look. I think I can tie this busted shoelace together now. Well, yeah, I'll skip a couple of holes. There.
Did that do it?
Yeah. Now, let's get going right now before I hold us up again.
Let Mother look at you a minute. Did you put on clean socks?
Sure, sure. I'm all set. Wallet, driver's license, my elk's tooth, keys, extra handkerchief. Well, I take off my coat and vest a minute.
Your coat and vest? Why?
I want to check and see if my shirt tail is in good. Hold the coat. I'll be such a fashion plate when I walk in that auditorium. I don't
Your
want to.
Your shirt looks fine, except... What on earth is the bulge in the pocket?
This? Oh, that's the jelly sandwiches. Some of them concerts run pretty long.
Take those out of your shirt, for heaven's sake.
Oh, they're okay. There's no peanut butter in them. I just wrapped them in a paper napkin. Oh, look. The jelly leaks.
Oh, dear. Your shirt is a mess, McGee.
Now
what?
You relax, Tootsie. Just take a minute to yank it off. Oop, there went a button. You just relax, kiddo. I'll get another shirt.
Oh, dear. They say men are just little boys grown up, but if mine doesn't start growing up pretty soon, I don't know.
Doggone it now, who? Come in.
Ah, it's Mayor Latrivia, McGee. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening, Molly. And, well, isn't it a little early for bed, McGee? I didn't know you were undressing.
He isn't undressing, Mr. Mayor. He's dressing to go out.
Oh, with his usual backward approach to everything, I see.
Yep, found two tickets to a concert at the Civic, Latriv. We'd ask you to go along if you had your own ticket, but you probably wouldn't like it anyhow. Long hair stuff.
Thank you, but I couldn't go anyhow.
Yeah.
I have to get home and work over the city budget tonight.
Pretty busy, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, yes, indeed. Between the Citizens Committee yelping for lower taxes and the City Council yelping for higher taxes, I've been walking a tightrope all week.
Does that relax you, Mr. Mayor? Like a warm bath or something?
Does what relax me?
Walking a tightrope. I used to know a guy who always juggled billiard balls when he got nervous, but he knocked out so many front teeth he decided he'd rather have the jitters, so he quit juggling.
No. No, McGee. Just wait a minute.
You know, if I was up on a high rope like that, I'd be a nervous wreck because...
Please, Mrs. McGee. You see, when I said I'd been walking a tightrope, that was simply a figure of speech.
Oh?
I didn't mean I'd been doing any actual walking on a rope at all.
Oh, you don't have to explain that to us, boy. We know what you meant.
Good.
Certainly. I used to practice rope walking behind our garage, and I never did any actual walking either, too. I was always either straddle a rope or hanging by my stomach all day.
Look. You don't understand. I simply used
Mr.
an expression...
Mr. Mayor, I wouldn't let this get around if I were you. Because if the voters found out you spent your time teetering on a tightrope instead of tending to business...
I don't teeter on a tightrope. This whole thing...
If you don't
just
teeter,
a...
you must be plenty good, boy. Don't teeter. What do you use, a balancing pole?
Of course I don't use a banishing pole.
Huh?
A banister pole. Why would I want to use
now,
a banister...
Now, Mr. Mayor, don't shout.
You'll lose your balance there, boy. My gosh, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Naturally, he doesn't carry a balancing pole, McGee. He probably just carries a little silk umbrella, huh?
Sure. I'll bet you look mighty cute, Latriv, teetering along that tightrope with a blue parasol and dressed in pink tights with your pants.
I don't tear pink tights and carry a blue barbasol. Pink tights and a pair of parasols. Parasol! Look, talking a white rope, a tightrope, is merely a finger of peach.
Huh?
A peach! Peach!
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered...
No! Will you not steedling me?
Huh?
Needling me! Me! Everything I say, thing I play, say, I didn't mix this whole startup! You were the ones that... It was all a matter of... You were the one that did it, and I was...
I'd walk it over.
McGee?
Yes, boy?
You are a repulsive, low comedy character.
But if it is any comfort to you, you have one thing and one thing only that is completely charming.
I have? Well, what's that, Latriv?
Your wife. Good night, Molly.
Oh, no! Not that door, Mr.
No, that's the whole club! Hey, Molly. Look what fell out. A clean shirt. I'll be ready now.
King's Men and the Leader Doesn't Like Music.
Our leader is, to say the least, a most peculiar fellow. He seems to know his instruments from piccolo to cello. He plays all compositions, and he plays in every key. But he has one peculiarity. Oh, the leader doesn't like music. Ta-da-da, ta-da-da, ta-da-da-da-da.
Or the maestro, he's not like it on music.
Ta-da-da, ta-da-da-da-da-da.
For when he was a boy, he never could enjoy the fun that the other fellows had.
His father, who was very stern, said it's music you must learn, and that's what really made him mad. Oh, the leader doesn't like music. Though the people on the bar may be clamoring for more, with his baton in his hand, he will have you understand that the leader doesn't like music, and the leader doesn't like a band.
He hates a barcata and he hates a Brahms sonata,
and a symphony by Haydn makes him swear.
He despises Paganini or an opera by Rossini, and a Strauss waltz makes him tear his hair.
Oh, the leader hates all kinds of music. Poop, poop, ta-da-da, ta-da-da, ta-da-da. He doesn't like it sweet. Oh, he doesn't like it hot with the stick in his hand. You'll have you understand that the leader doesn't like music, and the maestro doesn't like the band boys, and the band boys don't like the leader either, and the leader band doesn't like the band.
If we're going to this concert, we better get started. I was all ready to go, but you had to change your shirt, shave, put new laces in.
Well, they aren't new, kiddo. I just took them laces out of my tennis shoes and put them into these shoes. And they look kind of funny, white laces and black shoes, so I had to take them out and dip them in the ink. And I had to wait for them to dry.
And
now
then you spent 15 minutes on the telephone to tell Martouche you wouldn't be bowling tonight.
Well, we still got plenty of time, baby. That's the difference between men and women. Men always start in plenty of time.
Yes, yes. Come in. Heavenly days, it's Dr. Gamble, McGee.
It is indeed. Good evening, my dear. And what are you all dressed up for, Bro Bummel?
Hi, cough killer.
In answer to your recent inquiry, Doctor, we're attending a symphony concert tonight.
Oh, I wish I could go with you. I'm an old symphony man myself.
I always considered you more of a military band man myself, Ducky. More brass than finesse.
I'm sorry we haven't an extra ticket for you, Doctor, but it's a little late to try and get another one.
Yes. Yes, I know, but I couldn't make it anyway, thanks. A critical situation has come up at the hospital with one of our wealthy patients.
Oh, expecting the worst, are you, Doctor?
Yes, the crisis will be reached about 9 o'clock.
Oh.
At that time, we expect he'll try to pack up and go home without paying his bill. Very serious situation.
Oh, you'll survive, Butcher Boy. You always manage to collect, don't you?
I'll be quiet.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
What is this concert tonight, Molly? I hadn't heard about it.
Well, it's Yasha Polonsky, Doctor. He's conducting.
Yasha Polonsky? Oh, but he's the best.
Why, certainly he's the best. You think we dash out like this, all dressed up, to hear Spike Jones play Dardanella on a bicycle pump?
No, McGee, personally, I'd love to hear Spike play Dardanella.
I hadn't heard about this. Why didn't people tell me these things? How did an ignorant little... Where'd you hear about this, egg face?
I knew about it, Doctor, because I just happen to be a sensitive, wide-awake citizen that he's always on the alert. That's how I knew about it, Doctor, because...
Yes, but
as the guy says when he stuck the newspaper in the front of his shirt on the cold winter day, I'm always abreast of the times.
He found the tickets at the airport, Doctor. Personally, I think we're doing wrong to use them, but himself here says...
I says, finders, keepers, losers, stay home. That's what I say. And furthermore...
Let me see the tickets, bird brain.
Why, certainly, Prod Pulse. Here they are, right here. Hey, where's the tickets? Molly, I can't find the ticket. Where'd I put
them?
Molly?
McGee, you probably left them upstairs when you made one of your last 7 trips up there after I was all ready to go, dear.
Oh, my gosh. A good thing I discovered it before we got to the auditorium. I'll be right back, Doctor.
Okay.
Isn't he cute, Doctor? Did you ever know a man who could be so wrong about so many things and make it look so reasonable?
I wish he'd make a new will and leave his brain to the Atomic Energy Commission. They'd be interested in knowing how such a small bit of matter could make so much noise. But about this Polanski concert, if I'd only known that it was going to...
Here you are, Fletchbuckle. Cast your faded blue eyes on these. 2 tickets, 7th row center, Civic Auditorium tonight. Polanski, right?
May I use your telephone?
Certainly, Doctor. Go right ahead.
It won't do you any good to try and get tickets this late, Fatso. They'll just tell you they're...
Hello, operator. Give me the Wistful Vista Gazette, will you please?
A very smart move, Doctor. If anybody can get you a...
Hello, Gazette. Music desk, please.
It must be the newspaper.
Hello, Marty. Doc Gamble. You got an extra ticket to the Polanski concert tonight?
Oh,
huh? Oh, is that so? Uh-huh. No, I guess I can't.
Why don't he go out the airport and find his own tickets like that?
Gosh, dearie, the doctor's talking.
Okay, Marty, thanks a lot. Well, I guess I won't be able to join you folks. You better get going or you'll miss it.
What time is it, Doctor?
8:15, and that is Naval Observatory time.
It's a funny place to wear your watch, but we'll take your watch. Want to drop us off at the Civic Auditorium, Doxy?
No, Sonny, I'm afraid it'll be a little out of my way.
Why, Doctor, the Civic Auditorium is only a block from the hospital.
Yes, ours is, but the Civic Auditorium in which Yasha Polanski is playing tonight is in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
You mean somebody at the airport was... These tickets ain't... Oh, I'd like to lay my hands on the dirty rat that lost these tickets.
Bibber and Molly return in a moment. If you have printed linoleum on your kitchen floor, you just can't afford not to listen to this big news about Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. Glow coat, regularly applied, makes printed linoleum last from 6 to 10 times longer. Now, that's easy to understand, for you see, all the print and color of printed linoleum is on the surface of the linoleum. That's where the wear occurs, when it occurs. But linoleum doesn't suffer surface wear when it's protected by this glossy, self-polishing floor wax. Wax takes the wear instead of linoleum. Your bright prints and colors last indefinitely. So, ladies, protect your investment and fill your kitchen with brightness at the same time. No polishing with Glow Coat. Just spread it on, let it dry, watch it shine. Your linoleum prints will last from 6 to 10 times longer. Pick up a can of Glow Coat first thing in the morning.
Well, McGee, I certainly enjoyed that. Turned out to be a very satisfying evening after all.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, kiddo.
What a conductor that man was.
Yeah.
Such grace, such poise. What a platform personality.
Yeah.
I could ride back and forth on his streetcar all night long.
Well, we'll take a ride again sometime, baby. Maybe next week, maybe. Good night.
Good night, all.
The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, and Brantford, Canada, bring you Fibber, McGee, and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?
Here's the time-saving way to clean and polish furniture. Use Johnson's Cream Wax. The polish that cleans so quickly, dries so quickly, polishes so quickly, that using it is almost as easy as dusting. Actually, you can clean and polish a large piece of furniture in a jiffy. A few strokes with a cloth and it's clean, a few more and it's polished. And Johnson's Cream Wax contains no sticky oils to catch dust. Tomorrow, clean and polish your furniture almost as easy as dusting. Use Johnson's Cream Furniture Wax. Listen for Big Town, coming up on NBC.